we're doing teriyag mitzvot, so there are the laws, the mitzvahs of not damaging, the mitzvah of not stealing and returning a theft. There's the mitzvah of not damaging a person physically or monetarily. There are the mitzvahs of prohibiting murder and the mitzvah of bringing a murderer to be judged. Then we have a mitzvah to prepare six cities of refuge and to prepare the paths to the city of refuge so that people can find the way. We have a biblical mitzvah not to accept money to pay off a murderer if he tries to pay his way out of justice. The Torah gives a special prohibition against taking redemption money. And the same thing when a murderer has to be exiled, the Torah prohibits taking redemption money for his exile. The Torah prohibits us from allowing a murderer who deserves the death penalty to pay redemption money and run away to a city of exile. And the Torah prohibits us from executing someone before there is due process. We have to judge him. The Torah says you can't just kill a murderer, you have to bring him to court and judge him. We have a mitzvah if someone is found murdered and we don't know who killed him. We have the procession of Egla Arufa, where we kill a calf in a special way and we publicize it and we do a whole procession and people will know that there was a murder here and there's no testimony and there's no witnesses and we don't know anything about it. So Hashem says, if you can't find anything, at least do this procession. So that much you have to do, so it doesn't just pass. We have a mitzvah to send a murderer out to exile when he did it by mistake. A guy by mistake dropped a 2-ton brick out the window and killed someone. It was a mistake, honest. And we, as far as we know, it really was a mistake. So then he has to go to exile and he has to wait there. He has a biblical mitzvah to be there until the Kohen Gadol passes away. We have a mitzvah that where we do the Egla Arufa in a situation where there was a murder and we can't verify, so we do the Egla Arufa with that young calf. The Torah says you never plant there. Where the blood was, you never plant there. That area has to remain barren forever. And that's another biblical mitzvah.